A day after a new lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee was filed for its refusing to recognize Florida's delegates from its early January primary, a court date was announced for the first legal action taken against the national party. Tampa political consultant Vic DiMaio originally sued shortly after the DNC announced last August that it would penalize the state Democratic Party for moving its primary date up. It was originally dismissed by a Tampa court, but was heard by a U.S. appellate court back in March. And today, DiMaio announced he will go to court next week in Tampa Federal District Court.
We finally have a court date. This coming Wednesday, May 28th, Federal District Court here in Tampa. Judge Lazzaro will hear our case, which is something we've been fighting for nonstop since August of 07.
The court date comes just days before the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee convenes to deal with the matter of Florida's and Michigan's congressional delegations. This week, Barack Obama said he was open to accepting a compromise of counting half the delegates, but the Hillary Clinton camp and other advocates for Florida said they want all the votes to count. DiMaio's attorney, Michael Steinberg, who is now the chairman of the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee, says he's hopeful that the party can come together regarding the delegate issue, but he says he'll pursue the lawsuit regardless.
The big deal is the rule of law, not so much who wins this nomination.
The legal strategy employed by Steinberg and DiMaio has taken a different tack since they originally filed suit. Last October, U.S. District Judge Richard Lazzara tossed DiMaio's original suit, saying it failed to show that he had incurred any wrong that the court could remedy. Lazzara ruled that political parties can set their own rules on selecting presidential nominees. But attorney Michael Steinberg says that in reviewing the lawsuit filed by Florida Senator Bill Nelson and Congressman Alcee Hastings, which has also been thrown out, he realized that the DNC acknowledges that race was a factor in selecting South Carolina and Nevada to be allowed to move their primary dates up. Part of the reason the DNC did that was to have the initial contest more racially inclusive, what with the Black and Latino representations that come from those two states. But Steinberg says that race cannot be the determinant factor in making such a decision, and says it sets a dangerous precedent for the future.
In 2012, let's say that the Democratic Party says, you know, we lost in 2008. We want to have a white Anglo nominee. So we're going to schedule Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Kentucky to go first in the primary tier to give an advantage to a white Anglo candidate. Well, all of you here would say, well, that's not right. That's discrimination. But if the court accepts the Democratic Party's position in this case, basically what they're saying is that the National Party has the unfettered discretion to schedule the primaries, even if it discriminates based on race or national origin.
But the DNC said in 2006 that they chose Nevada and South Carolina not only because of its racial diversity, but also because of its geographic diversity, including a southern and western state into the early voting categories. Attorney Michael Steinberg said that he believed that the DNC acknowledged that geography was of secondary importance compared with race.
In this particular case, I think if you read the transcript of the meetings, it was the dominant manifest factor in scheduling the primaries. Geography was a small part of it. And the cases will say that race doesn't have to be, and national origin doesn't have to be the only factor, but if it's the dominant factor, then it's unconstitutional or it violates the Civil Rights Act.
Next week, the DNC will decide what to do with Florida and Michigan's delegates. Michigan is considered a different case than Florida in the respect that Barack Obama, as well as several other candidates, chose to take their names off the ballot. Hillary Clinton did not and won easily there. But when asked last year by New Hampshire Public Radio why she wasn't going to take her name off the ballot, she said that everybody knew the vote in Michigan would not count anyway. But that was before she knew she would need those votes. Throughout the 10 months since DiMaio originally filed suit, he has insisted that he doesn't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak. But recently, he appeared on a local television talk show where he argued that Hillary Clinton would be a stronger candidate in the fall against John McCain. And unsolicited today, he mentioned Obama's decision in Michigan.
Nobody held Barack Obama down. He did a calculated risk to pull his name off the ballot of his own free will. Iowa and New Hampshire said not to campaign there. They didn't say take your name off the ballot. They said just don't campaign there. At that time, Barack Obama, really in the polls, I'm sure he sat down with his people and says, you know what, we're not going to win this race. We're down in the polls. You might as well pull your name off the ballot and you got a 50-50 shot. Nobody ever knew we'd be at this point. Nobody ever thought that here we are down to the wire and it's still up in the air.